Blog Talk Radio.
You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Moonlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night, the light of when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody, there's something you owe and do. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started a long ago.
Mm-hmm. Will be joining us shortly. Apparently, there's some interesting weather going on the East Coast, so we're going to kind of do our usual blog talk moment through here. It's like, you know, if you get dropped, guys, call back in, you know, whether it's in the queue or whether you're in chat. We're just having weather events go on. I see we lost, had lost Dina once already, and it's like, she's back. You are back, right, Dina?
I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Are you there?
Yes. You can't hear me?
Ah, there we go. Now I can hear you now. You must be,
must
be standing on top of the hill.
Yeah, it's crazy. All crazy. Right. It's like goes in and out, in and out.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's what you were saying. You were having some stuff, and I know Jethro was having some rain and stuff earlier. It's like, are you guys actually getting rain, or are you just kind of having lightning, or... electrical things.
we had downpours, and we haven't had a severe thunder shower yet, but just a little slight ones, some really big downpours.
Wow. Okay. All righty. Well, it should be an interesting evening. Like I said, I saw we lost you once already, and you called right back in. So that may be the order of the evening. We're not sure. We're going to hope for something better.
I'll keep trying.
Well, as usual, we have a queue full here that are waiting to talk to you. And when Jethro gets here, Jethro is just, like I say, running a little bit late this evening with some other stuff. So I'm just kind of feel like Casey at the bat here, you know. As long as I don't strike out, I'm doing good. Do you have a topic or anything that you kind of, anything interesting going on this week that you wanted to share with us? Yeah, she's having a hard time hearing us again.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
There we go. Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah.
Anything topic-wise, anything interesting you wanted to share with the week here before we get started? Other than the fact of how do people get a hold of you when you are not here? How can they get a hold of you to do a personal reading when you are not on air?
Well, they can call me at 207-752-1399, or they can email me at EssenceOT@AOL.com. That's EssenceOT@AOL.com. And all that info is on the Psychics Gone Wild website if you need to get a hold of me.
Awesome. At www.psychicsgonewild.com. Okay. Sounds good. Well, like I said, I wasn't sure what the topic for the evening was. I didn't know if you had a few things you wanted to visit with about here before we got started on doing some readings and stuff, or do you just want to jump right in?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I've been, as everybody knows, we're in Mercury retrograde right now. And
yeah.
And I thought, all right, hey, I'm smooth sailing here and, you know, not too bad. But all of a sudden this week it's been like wham. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, you know, getting rained out. I sell at an outdoor flea market. So, you know, I get rained out a couple times there. And then on the way home, my car broke. Had to go down, have that fixed, and I'm like, and it's funny because Jethro called me right and then just when it broke, and I'm like, oh, Jethro, my car just broke. He's like,
what timing?
Oh, no. Yeah, and so
called with, I sensed your car broke. It's like, it felt like I needed to give you a call. Do you have a mechanic? You know?
Yeah, so I called my mechanic, and he's like, yeah, all right, I'll get you right in. So in amongst the car breaking, this is what everybody needs to realize, is that I didn't get all upset. I'm like, yeah, I'll let me, because it still drove. And so I'm like, interesting. So I call my mechanic, which is a really nice guy. And he's like, I happen to have time this afternoon. Bring it right down. I go, well, can I sit and wait for it? Yeah. So as it turned out, I needed the exhaust welded. It came rusted apart or whatever, but it was a clean break. And then I needed a Freon, and then I needed an oil change, which was going to come to about 160. I go down there because I've been sweltering all summer because I don't have any air conditioning. And he's like, he gave me all of it for 65. He goes, no, you send me so much business, I'm going to just give it to you all for 65.
Nice. Oh, it pays for referrals. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Universe is working for you.
Exactly. So what people need to realize is that don't get all upset with such things. I'm like, oh, well, just a bump in the road. And because I didn't get all upset or anything like that, there's blessings, there's silver linings in it all. I now have nice air conditioning. And, you know, my
nice
new oil, and my car's, you know, all fixed, and it was for less than what it would have cost.
$100 less than it would have been.
Yeah.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That is really, God bless you, Jay.
So I think that it kind of broke because, so I don't have to sweat anymore for the rest of the summer. You know, would I have normally gone and just gotten the Freon? Probably not. So
right.
That's what it was. Like, yeah, so you got to look at all the little blessings that get sent even through Mercury retrograde. You know, like, yeah, things happen, but then you got to look at the silver lining in it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like there was a thundercloud. Literally, there was a thundercloud if you're going through the rain showers, but you got the silver lining out of the cloud. So it's like other people can also get those same silver linings. But like you say, you know, your attitude towards it makes so much difference. It's just, you know, whether you look at it as, oh, my goodness, this is a disaster, or, you know, hey, you know, it's all right. You know, like you said, speed bump in the road, you know, water bump in the road. It's like it'll work out, and it did, and it's awesome. Like I said,
yep,
that's the best example of manifesting, you know, you can give. It's like, this is awesome.
And that's,
hopefully
and
it's a little bit inspirational for our listeners tonight.
Exactly. And that's what's been happening for me. It's like, just you got to manifest. As soon as I think about it, manifesting seems to be amped up tenfold during this retrograde. And so,
wow.
I don't know, maybe everybody needs to start making their list and start manifesting while we're still in Mercury retrograde right now.
And when it goes forward, it'll go boing.
Yeah.
It'll be really good.
Exactly. Oh, so I did notice that. What about you? What have you noticed?
Life is good. Life just kind of goes. I mean, for us, there's just it's kind of just like, you know, no rock in the boat. It just kind of, things just kind of go along, and it's like, I mean, you know, we wake up, it's funnier to see, because my children do this, especially my 13-year-old daughter does this. You know, she'll just go, I mean, well, the 11-year-old wakes up and goes, it's going to be a good day, I'm going to have a good day. And so, you know, and then 13-year-old does too. And at the end of the day, she says, I had a good day today. You know, they both do that. It's like, well, we had a good day today. It's like, even if some things happened that weren't so great, it's like the little ant, you know, they focus on what was positive, you know, let go of the negative, and they don't let one event ruin their day. You know, because, you know, we've had some really amazing things happen, you know, during the days, as things will. But you know what? It's like the good overshadows, you know, the ickier stuff. And if you can just let go of the icky stuff and not hold on to it, you know, it's really basically a good day. We have a happy life, you know. It just kind of flows on. You know?
Absolutely. Because, you know, you are, I mean, it's you looking in a mirror, and what you put out there is going to come back to you. So if you're waking up going, I'm going to have a good day, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to have a good day. But if you wake up and go,
good day.
Oh, God, you know, what a crappy day. So I have to do it. Well, then that's going to come back at you. So you get whatever you want to feel or come back at you, then put it out there, because that's what's going to come back at you. It's like waking up and looking in a mirror. It's exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's so funny because it seems to be the overwhelming message, no matter where you get it from. I mean, because we get that from Rhonda Byrne, you know, in The Secret. It's like, you know what you think about comes about. You know, I mean, all those messages that they gave us. Like, of course, I've read the book and I've seen the DVD. My kids have seen the DVD probably a good dozen times, and I've listened to it about 60 or 70 because I just need to hear it. You know, sooner or later it's going to soak in. You know, one of those moments. But it's also it's also come through, like Joel Osteen is he's a senior pastor of a big church in Texas, someplace there.
The one that wrote
I Declare book, and it's just it's the positive, you know. I declare is, you know, speak victory into your life, you know. People kind of go, oh well, this is, you know. But I mean, I've heard a lot of people kind of put him down, but I'm going, you know what? He's really very scriptural. It's like I've listened to him on YouTube and stuff, and it's true. I mean, there's the scriptural reference that does say, cast your bread upon the waters, and in many days it comes back to you. So that's all the same, you know, message, just in different formats, you know. It's really true. It's like, you know, what you think about comes about. So if you're going to say something, make it good. Make it a good saying. Make it so it's going to bring something positive into your life.
Yeah. That's just it. And that's where it comes from when everybody says, like, you know, choose your words carefully, because words are very powerful.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So you've got to really watch out for that. But what a great thing that you're to start your kids out so young to think along those lines, so they don't have to.
I hope so.
They don't have to switch gears later in life.
We'll see. They talk about having a mall, having a store. He talks about, you know, being inventor with these electronical things. I mean, and it's really is phenomenal because, I mean, both of them are, shall we say, gifted in different ways. But my son seems to have this talent of electronical things. It's like literally he can take batteries that are dead and, like, charge them in his hands. You know, I don't want him to be the ever, you know, battery charger moment. But it's like he can make things work that people say, oh, it's broken. And it's like he tinkers with them a little bit. And it's like, I don't know whether it's his electrical angels or what it is, but it's like he makes things work, you know. It's like it's just a very interesting phenomena to have around.
He recharges.
So very well good. Tinker and invent things, you know.
That's pretty good. That's amazing. But you got to be careful what you
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Well, he likes Nikola Tesla is his hero. It's like, you know, we've all been, you know, kind of reading about that, too. There was a guy 100 years ahead of his time. But anyway, we better get to some of these calls here, Dina. Oh, my goodness. And I'm checking through here just to see if Jethro is on with us. Oh, guess what? Yes, indeedy. Okay, here he is. He's Jethro. Oh, there you go. We got you. You were way down in the queue.
We're always busy on Thursdays, me and Dina. And I thank you for doing this, Kelly. We're down in the city right of Tampa going wild. I want Dina to take her water back north.
Oh, goodness. Well, we were, I apologize, I didn't realize how long the queue had gotten. It's like really long and you were really far down. Really sorry about that, but we're ready to get to some callers if that's okay, because we got some folks
sitting
here
waiting.
Please,
that's what we're here for. It's like he's gone wild.
All right, we're about to get wild. So our very first caller here is area code 631. 631, you are on live with us. Hello? We might be having some issues with the technical stuff in the background. 631, are you on with us here?
I am. Hello?
There we go.
Hello?
You got Dina and Jethro both here tonight.
Hi. Hello?
Hello, you are?
Yes, I just wanted a reading, if that's possible.
Sure. Do you like to give Dina your name, and do you have a question tonight?
Yes, Sue, just about my love life when you see a relationship coming in.
Your name, please?
Sue.
Sue? Is that what, I couldn't quite hear you. Sue?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to know about your love life?
Yes, please.
Is there somebody that you're kind of involved with?
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, there's somebody right there. And but this person, you've known them for a little while?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Well, I'm feeling like it's not going exactly how you want it to go right now. Is that true?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my sense is that this other person is kind of taking their time or kind of hanging back.
Yes.
That's what I'm feeling. And I sense like fear around this person. There's fear within it. Like, that's why it's hanging back.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. Well, what I'm feeling like is this person still has to go through some more healing or soul searching or whatever. And then it's going to be a little while, then they will be ready. So in the meantime, if you want something with this person, what I'm hearing is you have to be patient with it.
Really? You think that he's just not going to say never, ever?
That he's not going to say never, ever?
Yeah.
Right now, if you pushed it, it would be that. That's why it says you have to have patience with it and hang back. And then it will show, it will be clearer. But you have to, right now, if you pushed it now, then it just won't happen.
Do you see when it could happen?
If there's some variables here. So if you had the patience with it, it's going to be a little bit longer. Probably they're showing more like September, October.
Yeah, because I was supposed to go on a blind date Saturday because I was getting fed up. I don't know what you think about that or if it's going to go good or...
Oh, yeah. Well, what I say is definitely get on with your life for sure and do what you got to do. But the blind date, I mean, it will be all right. It will just be kind of like, I'm hearing an eye opener.
What do you mean? I'm sorry. What do you mean?
An eye opener will be kind of change your way of thinking, or it's going to get you on a, thinking better or on a different path, or it's just going to be an eye opener.
So you think he'll ask me another date or something?
If they'll ask you on another date? I'm sorry, my phone goes in and out.
Yeah, do you think they'll ask me on another date, this person, this blind date?
The blind date?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure on that one. I don't feel anything, no attachment to it.
Oh, he might like me, he might not, or I might not like you, or whatever, or I might not like him, or like him, or...
I just don't feel and if that's the case, I just don't feel like it's something that's relevant. Like, it's just a piece of the puzzle. It's gonna open your eyes to see something.
Huh, like, what do you mean? I'm sorry. What do you mean? Open up to what? What do you mean? I'm sorry. I don't...
Just it's going to open your eyes to see something clearer in your path that you're on in as far as relationships go.
You mean whether I want to date him or others or the one I'm with, like that kind of thing?
Yes, because this life is about you, not him or somebody else or somebody else or somebody else. This life is about you. So this is going to open your eyes to what you need, what you want, not what he wants, not what the next one wants, not what the one after wants, because it's time for you to stop shaping your life and morphing to these other people. It's time to get what you need and want.
Okay. Do you see that happening?
But right now you just got some pieces to go through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see me meeting the one that's going to happen?
Do what? I'm sorry. I just...
So you see me meeting the person I'm going to have a steady relationship and living together in marriage one day with? You see me meeting that person?
Yeah, but it's not right now. I don't see it happening right now. I see you've got to go through some of this other stuff right now.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, and we love the fact that the psychic's gone wild. We're going to take another caller here. Kelly, would you do the honors of pushing that little button over there and let somebody next in and give me the area code?
You betcha. Area code 512. 512.
512. What's with you? 512. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you? It's Yvonne.
Yay, Yvonne, you're wild one in Texas. And now they've had water in Toronto. Now we're down here drowning in Florida. What are you doing over there?
Yeah, we're drying up over here.
We're going to throw you some. I got some splash for you.
Oh, good. Appreciate it. Need it badly.
Cool. You get to be with our wonderful Dina Flanagan. She's here and laughing at me because she's ornery up there in Maine thinking she's rocking and rolling in the dry area.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Weed and rain. Yeah. I just went through another surgery. And right now I'm off of work. I'm out on medical leave. I have been, submitting some resumes. I still have a job. I'm not sure I want to go back to that job. Do you see me going back to that job or maybe getting another job?
I have the sense that you'll go back to this job for a short time. And they're telling me it's going to be temporary.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like you're still going to be looking. You know, even though you go back to this job for a short time, you're still going to be looking. And I feel like there's going to be something that's going to come up for you. I don't feel like you're going to be at that job for a long time. So I feel like you're going to be, why do they keep showing me? They're showing me rocks or something. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, I've got to figure. I don't know why they show me rocks, but anyway, I feel like that you'll go back for a short period, and then there's going to be you're going to be like, no, I just can't do this anymore, or what have you, and you're going to go out actually actively looking for a job, and then something will come in, and you'll be able to transition or switch over. You know what I'm saying?
Transition. I don't know.
Well, transition is so that you don't. There's not a big lag time in between.
Oh, okay. I'm just not sure I can. So I got laid off,
mm-hmm.
and I, have this temporary job.
Mm-hmm.
I did while I was out. I filed for unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know if I can handle that other job.
Mm.
Physically.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I feel like it's just going to be a very short time. They're saying very short time. So it's only to just whatever you got to do for paper reasons or technical reasons or whatever. That's
mm-hmm.
why they're saying short time. And then after that, then you'll be getting something else.
Within the company or outside of the company?
I don't really feel like it's in the company.
No? Okay.
No, I feel like it's something outside, something, because they're showing me a way, not the same company. So that's why I feel like that company or that job or what is short time, and then I feel like you're going to get something outside the company.
Okay. Can you tell me if it fits maybe in the medical field or?
Well, yeah, I think that's why they were showing me rocks. It felt like medical. They kept showing me rocks, and then it said medical.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know.
What did you have? You said you just had, you don't think you can go back to that job?
I'm a cancer survivor, I want to say. I had my head bladder cancer.
You, what?
I had bladder cancer.
Okay, that's what it is, because they keep showing me in that area, like bladder and kidneys in that area, because, man, did you ever have kidney stones?
I had my kidney removed last year.
All right, that's what it is, because that's what they kept saying. It rocks me in a kidney or something like that. Yeah, and so, anyway, that's what they're showing me, the medical field. So it's going to be, that's what I think it's going to be, something in that line, because that's what they keep showing me.
Uh-huh. Mm. Oh, okay. All right, I was just wondering, because I have been submitting resumes and I was wondering what direction I should go towards.
Mm. Well, again, I feel like that you have that little temporary, and then I think you're going to go in, and you just go in, the direction to go towards definitely is medical.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll continue in that direction then.
Mm. Yeah, get whatever it is that you need, and remember to look at things like it's not always just that, just black and white. I mean, that can be in medical field can branch out into 1,000 different things.
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, so just keep your mind open, because I feel like that's the area or the direction you need to go in.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
All right, you guys have a nice evening.
Thank you, you
too. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, give me a call if you want some time. We'll talk and chat. I missed you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Take care.
I keep thinking of Sedona.
All right, Jethro. Talk to you.
Bless you, Yvonne. This is one of our listeners here for a while. We met at Sedona, Arizona, and I had a person asking about this. Dina has, with all the energies, can you tell a little bit about what the main vortexes are like? We've had other ones talk on their space. I know you like to camp, and you told us that you like to go out in the nature. Can you give us a little bit of some of the vortexes there and some of the energies you work with in Maine?
Kelly, you still on?
Yeah.
Could you translate that? I can't hear.
He was asking about the vortexes. The vortexes in Arizona.
He was asking about the vortexes in Maine, something about camping.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have if this is the question. You're going to get this answer anyway.
You got to be practicing. Get the question, Dina. Come on.
we have vortexes in several different areas around here, which you can feel them. And, I mean, I feel like one of them is right. I mean, so many people are coming to this area because we have so many vortexes, and it's amazing. This area is right filled with healers and psychic readers and mediums and you name it. This area is just swamped with the artists and because there's such vortexes. We have one right in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is right next to where I live in Maine. And we have one up Maine, and we have several just, oh my gosh, and you get there and it's incredible. The energy is just amazing, and it's you feel so light. And it's just beautiful and amazing. But, yeah, this area is right filled with them.
I was so impressed that we've had a lot of them ask about, like, healers. And I know that friends of ours and different individuals who were working with it, a good example is, like, the Rabbit Man in Native American will bring the spirits in and do energy there, you know, when they're working with energy. In the case of with the vortex and the energy, is there anything special that you would have people do? I know that we leave an offering when we go to a sacred place or energy. Is there some things that you do, Dina, you know, that you can enlighten some of our listeners about to do when they are in a vortex or they are around that energy?
Well, I leave an offering, too, in a lot of places, but because we have, it's kind of like a labyrinth, you know, if anybody's walked a labyrinth. That energy you feel when you go around in that labyrinth. So kind of like that's what a vortex feels like. And in a labyrinth, you leave an offering. But when you're in that energy, just completely be in it. Like just let go of anything, worries, stresses, whatever, and just be totally light, total love, and sit in it and just let whatever needs to come, come. And you'll be surprised all the images and the messages and whatever visions that you get and the answers that you've been seeking. They come to you if you just let yourself be at one with the vortex.
Love that energy. We're going to go ahead now. We'll go back to the phones. I know you guys are all laughing. We've got Kelly doing the switchboard. My computer, I'm home now and really wet, and the computer don't want to play with me, so I'm going to leave it alone and have Kelly hit one of those numbers over there for one of our readings because I'm on a cell and we're doing this. And Dina, I could feel the energy. It is kind of cool on this side of it. No wonder people come in for readings. You're like, my hair is doing all static and I've got all the wet out of it.
Well, 813 looks like they're next here.
Cool.
Hello, how are you?
Code 813 is next.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. What is your name?
I'm Brenda.
Oh, nice to meet you, Brenda.
Thank you.
And what is your question tonight?
I just wanted to get a basic reading to see what you have there for me.
The phones are so sketchy tonight. I'm kind of asking people to ask questions instead of basic.
Okay. Tell me about my love life then.
Okay. Well, well, are you in the right in transition and process of change?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like there's a lot of movement and motion going on.
I'm not moving anywhere. It's just I'm going through a lot of changes in my life.
Yeah. That's what movement is to me, like inner, like changes in your life. Because that's what I'm feeling like. There's a lot. When I look and see you and look inside of you, it's like you're going in these different directions. A lot of things going on. And so, and part of it is that's affected is your love life, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
You're with somebody now?
No.
Were you just with some not too long ago with somebody?
No.
I'm feeling this energy that's around you. That's why I'm asking. I don't know if you've been with this person or it's up to come. But there's this energy that's around you that I feel like you know this person. It's feeling like you know this person.
Okay.
The person that's coming in around you. So if you're not interested in somebody that you think you are, it's somebody that's around you that you know, but I feel like it's not too far away that something will be happening.
Okay.
What in specific do you want to know? You want to know when your life is going to...
Well, I've been in a dry spell for quite some time now, and I'm ready for a change. So just wondering if there's anything ahead of me in that way.
Yeah, well, because then that's the energy, because I'm feeling an energy around you, and it says that it's a familiar feeling, almost like you know this person, or it's just a familiar feeling. So I feel like that it's closer than you think. So I think the dry spell that you're talking about is going to be, it's like on its last part of your change, is what I was trying to say from the beginning, that this all coming up is going to be part of your change, like you're going through the changes that you're going through now, and then and then it will be like more change, like there's a couple of changes, and then there's more changes, and then all these changes will lead to where you have to be for this next change of your love life, is what it's showing me, because it's in your energy field, and when it's in your energy field, I am feeling that it's soon, if it just was, is, or is soon to be. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's that close. Like when I see your energy field and if it's that close around you, it's one of those three things. So if it hasn't been and it isn't right now, it's soon to be.
Okay.
And so, but all these things that you've been going through is leading up to where you got to be, because I feel like you've been asking for a lot of things. And
yeah.
Yeah. And
I'm telling.
Jethro.
And so now it's time for you to, like Kelly and I were talking about, it's manifesting time. It's time for you to be, you're manifesting these things because you've been putting it out for quite some time and they're hearing you. And so all these things are coming to you, but they can't come all at once. So it's like step one, step two, step three. And so the love life, as I see it in those forms, is more like one of the last steps, but it's in your field. Because it's in amongst these changes, all part, all connected. And so some of the changes you're going through now, I feel like you're still deciding on some things. Is that true?
I don't feel myself trying to decide on anything. I know I'm really intense. I've been trying to lose weight, and I'm really have all my energy focused on that right now. I'm feeling really good, and I do feel a lot of energy in that area, positive energy. So, I don't know about as February 1st.
What's that?
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, go ahead.
That's basically where a lot of my change, I think, is I'm hoping for, that I keep asking for, is,
you know,
for, yeah, to get me so where
you, but it's still showing that you're going to be having some decisions to make and you'll still be deciding on things, because that's step one of your change, or step one and two, and there's more coming up, step three, step four, step five. So you will still be deciding some things. That's coming up. So it's going to, like I said, change and to change and to change and to change, and that's what you're going to have coming up, decisions and good things, though. These are all good things. They're
okay.
All leading. They just keep showing me they're all leading to the same place, and it's going to be really good in the end, in the long run.
I just
so
need
it's
to be
worth
patient.
It. It's worth it. Keep on that path.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say hello to Jethro. Haven't heard your voice in a long time.
Yeah, thank you, Brenda. Are you going to be at the Body Mind Expo this weekend?
You know what? I'm going to contact you. I need some more information on there. I'm thinking about going, but I have no idea where it is. And I'll contact you through email.
Thank you. And they told me the Sheraton, and we had a joke because my face is now some little fat blue dancer, and I want them to know I was never blue. You know, so I've always been a lot of shades, but I didn't do the blue. And so, yeah, definitely it's going to be a blast. We've made some little magical stuff. We're going to have fun. I get to speak Sunday on psychic ability development and bloopers. I decided that we need to have a laugh because, you know, Sunday afternoon everybody gets there and they're all like, what's all serious and what happened? I said, let's do some bloopers, you know, so we're going to do some of that. And
so that's what I wanted to ask you. Is this the thing, like, is it like a seminar where you'll be talking to everyone, or is it where you have to, like, individual where you make appointments or whatever? How what is it going to be like?
It's going to be like what we have is they have 50 vendors there, and they're going to have all of them, everything from aromatherapy to the Zodiac. And so there's 50 of us. I know that one of the speakers there is Stevie. She does a lot of work with bringing up the past life and talking to the other side. And there's and I apologize, but the one lady is a very phenomenal power individual, that does a lot of positive speaking. They always have another individual who brings in the health and talks about aromatherapy and how it helps. And then throughout the day, they have two rooms going at the same time, so you can go to any of those. And then we'll have a booth there. There's, like I said, 50 booths of readers, psychics, healers. I know that there's going to be an incense person there. Another friend was telling me that they've got a lot of stones. I know that they're going to be there, and it's like, what would we say, being at the big craft fair of the metaphysical?
Yes, for sure. That's what it is like. It's a good time. The energy's high, and you know, it's group, that group energy is fantastic.
Is there like an entry fee to go in there, or?
Oh, I think there is. I think they're doing $10, but if you go on Body, Mind, and Spirit, they're giving out coupons where I think they even cut that in half,
okay.
What I've been told.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Don't you get, Jethro, don't you get, like, for your $5, $10, don't you get, like, free seminars and whatnot?
They get free seminars and you get to go. They have them starting at like 10 o'clock, so you can go to any of them, and they got both rooms going. So what I laughed is we're going to have a healing lady and then me with the bloopers. I said, now, wait a minute. Maybe people – I mean, I want everybody to get healed. I'm going to be over here making funnies. So what we were bartering on is that, you know, that 4 o'clock, I think that – you know, I told him, I said, you know, if you guys do go to the healing, I will be out making jokes in the parking lot when we get ready to go, because we need to have that. You know, we just need to have that fun. And I think they give – and all those seminars, you're invited to any of them. You can go into them free. And what I like, the funnest thing is you get to also a chance to meet the different psychics. I'm excited. I know that when we're talking about the one in September, we're going to be in L.A. for the Federation, American Federation of True Accurate Psychics and Healers. And me and Dina were looking at trying to get that going. And I had a friend tease me yesterday in L.A. They said, to have you and Dina Flanagan in the same room, I mean, you guys are crazy on Thursdays. What's the table going to be called? I go, Psychics Gone Wilder. And it's like, they're like, I don't think we're ready for that. I said, we're going to be gentle. The first flight, we'll handle all seats. We will buckle you in. So it's going to be a riot.
Dina, are you going to be there as well?
Which one?
The Mind, Body, and Soul.
Oh, for this coming weekend?
Uh-huh.
No, I won't be. No.
Oh.
I'm in Maine, and I got to read here in Maine on this weekend.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to meet you as well. I've spoken to you a couple times.
Yeah. I recognize your voice, and yeah, it would be nice to meet you. But are you there?
I'm in Tampa.
You're in Tampa. Nice. Mm-hmm. So you'll get to see Jethro anyway.
Yeah, it would be nice to see Jethro.
I've never even seen Jethro.
You've never met Jethro?
No.
We became friends from afar. Everybody on Brisbane, go YouTube. Thank you for what you wrote on Facebook. I mean, it feels so good, Brenda, with the, you know, how you feel with our show, and I just love it. I had a friend tell me, he said, every one of your shows on Gone Wild is different. I filled in for Kelly Tuesday. She had a family emergency, and it was a riot. We had Gaetano, and he's an Italian gentleman. We call him Mr. G now. He's like really nice. The gentleman was phenomenal, Red. The long story short, I've never met Pamela neither. We've always just worked through these phones, and the guys put us through, and then the angels with us. So, you know, it's like the Gone Wild crew, it looks like probably this year we'll all get to start meeting each other. And it's like, I'm a little scared too, because, I mean, Dina, Dina's what, 5'1", 5'2"?
5'1" and 3/4", I think.
And I picked one. And that's what I was giggling when they were teasing us, because they said, you two are, you know, I said, we're going to be serious. And they're like, oh, yeah, we can tell.
No, I don't think that could happen.
And we'll get to meet Angeline. We'll be there in September from Singapore. We're going to have Patty Negri from Hollywood. And the friends were teasing us. The Friday night, they start out with a little dancing and mingling. Now, I don't know. I mean, I like all kinds of music. Dina, is there any preference you have?
I like all kinds. I mean, the only kind I really don't really care for is rap. But I like, you know, I'm a classic rock girl. And I love blues and jazz and old music and new music and country. I don't do a lot of country, but I do like it. I was brought up on it, so it's familiar.
I learned a lesson with that, with the music. We're definitely going to put in our order, because at the Holistic Fair in Denver, I said, I don't mind. Play any music. And they did body slamming. I'm like, I mind. I realized I'm the fragile one. Everybody's like, you're a big guy. I go, I don't care. It hurts. There was no sponge cake. There was no food brought. Everybody was treating everybody like just hamburger. So they were loving. They're like, Jethro, I'm more of a waltz person. I like country, swing, waltz, you know. I don't mind rock. I can do rock and roll, a little bit of soul, even music, R&B. But I agree. And I don't, you know, Ryan does the head rap. You met Ryan on, you know, the radio show. And he took today, my little grandson told me on the phone, he goes, Grandpa, there's no candy in the house. I said, get your father on the phone. So we started laughing. And he's like, Dad, we're working with him on the sugar. And I said, he's having trauma. I think that's you tell. And he laughs at that. He goes, I do realize you did spoil us. I said, I can't help it, you know. I go, you know, you only live once. I said, if that fridge isn't full and that candy dish, something's wrong around here, you know. So,
yeah.
Brenda, we love you dearly. We got other ones, and I know some of you guys go, well, you just go on and chatting. Well, this is not It's Gone Wild. It's talking. What we love is, Brenda, please, you know, put in again. We're giving a bunch of prizes away. We've got a bunch of books stacked up. We did June Madness. Now we're going to go into July's Just Crazy, and we're going to be giving away some more books this month.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to go and see you, so I need to figure out where this place is first.
Well, yeah, I know. And they said the Sheraton, and the really silly part is I had all the information down, and I promptly stuck it on my computer, and I've never seen it again. I think Mercury liked it. It was a nice snack. Because
oh.
It never got it. Is, it,
oh.
And I know.
Hello?
See, we shouldn't have joked. Mercury just went, there, come back, phone.
Oh, there.
So,
well,
anyway, thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you. And we're going to turn around and grab on to the next caller. I have a couple of individuals here teasing me about what happened to me. What do you mean, what happened to me? Oh, they're joking about the one picture with the chef hat. Those of you who went on the site, that was What's Cooking. What's Cooking is Psychics Gone Wild and Living in the Psychic Realm, like Jethro, duh. But you guys are teasing. It was a joke picture. They go, what happened to you? Nothing. I found a little cute chef hat. I stuck it on, and we just got a silly snapshot. I
kind of do that, okay? You know, I don't have to see a counselor or nothing over it anymore. But I just laughed. They were, like, really freaked out. Gina, when we talk about sense of humor, me and you were talking about this before. You know, I have to read. Tonight I read in a very beautiful place, a house in New York. When I'm reading with someone, do you ask them to do that? I mean, I've had people, I had a lady tonight tease me. She goes, I just love your silliness. And I teased her. I said, we got to pick it up a little. And I teased her, but she, of course, started joking. But, you know, when you go to a place and it's very energy, I cannot, sometimes I can't read if the person is very sullen or they're very depressed. They don't want to really hear the truth.
I'm the same way. It's just like, oh, you got to do something to lighten them up, you know. I have a tendency, I don't do it on air, but I have a tendency to swear. And so, you know, like, so I lighten up through sometimes through that, like, sense of humor swearing, not like nasty or angry swearing, you know. And,
and
so occasionally I just feel the need to do that, not very often, because most people do have a sense of humor, but there are some that just look at you and go, what? What do you mean? What did you say? What? And they do, and it's just like, okay, all right, but we gotta switch this one over. And they usually end up leaving happy and lighter and whatever else, but maybe they crack a smile. But, yeah.
And I got Isabel Roche. She's, Jethro, you look drunk with that hat on. I do. I thought that, and I was at Disney World. There was nothing to be had where I was at, you know. And I had a little bit of an eclair in Epcot Center French World, whatever they call it, and I loved it. But I don't think there was any booze in it. If you guys find out they're giving the eclairs over there with the kids, no wonder they're so happy. Have a sip on me, you know. This is like, there we go. I will get a couple of readings. I know you guys, Dina, you guys definitely get a chance, and that's what I've been trying to get across with you guys, to go on and get a reading with Dina. You can get a hold of her at ESSENCEOT@AOL.com or go on www.psycheesgonewild.com. Pick Dina, look at the information, get with her, have her do a reading. I know that Dina has always done this with different clients, is she has worked with people for doing individuals. Me and Dina have talked before the show, and I have her permission. We're going to be putting on a button there where you can hit the button. It'll automatically have the reading paid for. You'll have the time with Dina. Dina will contact you, and we'll be having that on there actually tomorrow afternoon. So those of you who want to get a hold of her, write her on the email, or if you want, like, Dina, I know that we've had a lot of people asking me, you know, when did we get to have our reading? Why? Well, have it any time. I mean, I think that's a wild question. You write a psychic, when's the best time? My question is, when do you feel like it? If you're a morning person, call me in the morning, and that's when you're going to have the reading. I read all day long. I read from sometimes 9 o'clock in the morning. Tonight I've got readings after the show at 10. I had a friend tease me in Pasadena, California. She goes, I know it's late for you. It's 11 o'clock there, but I that's when I want the reading. It's 8 o'clock here. I'm up at 11 o'clock tonight. I'm doing that reading. Dina's the same way. So you guys, you know, you were telling me, Dina, like with the Skype, and I love this. Those of you who are listening, we're both on Skype, and you can hear us clarity. I've come to that. That's where I pretty much insist. I call your phone. I do it through Skype because then you can hear me. I had people tease me. I know the first 6 months we were doing this show, I was doing it on a cell phone that I bought at Dixieland or some crazy place. The phone was like, it had a little string, a little Mickey Mouse on the side going, that's all, folks. No, I'm kidding. But it was pretty old, and it was really silly. And the phone, I sounded like I was underwater. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And everybody's going, I think the psychic just told you, you are bigger than the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I didn't say that. And I was like all stressed out. Now we got new, bigger systems. We got this guy. I had a lady write me the other day. She goes, I would like to have a double reading. So what me and Dean are going to do tonight is, you want to get a hold of us, I would be willing to even work with you on that. We could do this through Skype. You like these on Thursdays, get with us and say, I want a double reading. Me and Dean will work out a deal with you. We can both read you at the same time, or like we've done on Thursdays, we can both tease you if you want. I mean, we're going to have you like the hair contest. Call and tease my hair. We'll both be teasing you right at the same time. You know, it's fun. 703, you're going to be one of our lucky ones. We've got about 15. I know tonight you guys are in listening. I love you. 703, you're on a Mercury retrograde. Going to have a reading by Dina. How are you tonight? 703, You gotta. You can't drink and drive. No, I'm kidding. 703. We got. I think that one just went over the edge. So we're gonna go to another boat. There's always more in this river. We're going to 403. How are you, 403?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Silly and please, I apologize. I left you guys so long. You went to sleep on me, didn't you, Jethro? You little brat.
So my question for you is, I have just been in a long-distance relationship and decided to break it off because it was a long-distance relationship.
And what's your name?
I'm sorry. My name is Lynn.
Lynn? Okay. I'm sorry.
Lynn,
go ahead.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. So I decided to break it off simply because it was a long-distance relationship. And I'm just trying to see if that was a good decision, just because I'm finding it really difficult now and having regrets, I guess.
I mean, we do that sometimes. But you're the second person today that I was talking to this about and that broke it off a long-distance relationship. Now, I sense that there's feelings on both sides still. Is that true? Like, there's still feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't feel animosity in any of that stuff. I sense there's feelings, and there's a longing or a loss on both sides. However, I think it's you. One of you is needing the closeness or the affection or the attention. You know, because it's just not working. Like, your soul craves it, is what I'm hearing. And so it became very difficult because your soul's not getting fed. And it was getting fed in one way, in one sense of the word, you know, like the caring and whatever is still there. But you need just more than that. And now, I feel like, now, is it job that's keeping you guys from being together?
Yeah. Well,
because that's
I can't, and that would be sort of a big step, too, I think. A little bit is fear, I think. I felt like I was getting a little bit too attached and not quite ready for a big commitment.
Right.
I just stepped away.
Right. So, it's huge. It's like big life altering.
Yeah.
So I feel like at this point in time, take the step back that you're doing right now.
Yep.
And do some soul searching and what you really need and what you really want, because it is time for change in your life. But is this the change that you need, and is this the change that you want? So you need to step back, take this time, because that's what it's meant for, to really do that. Give yourself 2 weeks to a month. And then if you're still missing this person and you're willing, you know, to go through this next step, this next change, because I feel like you need to step back to conquer these fears. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so that's what you'll be doing. And really conquer them, and so that the fears won't be there, and then you'll have a clearer picture and a clearer answer. Because I feel like you're not completely finished. So,
Okay. Therefore,
don't look at it like it's, you know, gone for good or gone forever. Look at it like it's just time for you to do some really deep soul searching. And
Okay. Finally,
to clear these fears, because you've had them in previous relationships or from previous relationships, too.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Yeah. So this, what's happening now, is just an opportunity for you to clear it for good.
Okay.
And so it's happening for a reason, meaning it's a good thing. It's and that's what Mercury retrogrades do too. They make you resolve communication things or big changes in life, and they bring up your fears and the things that need to be resolved. So this is perfect timing for all this. To clear it for good. And And so, again, don't look at it like it's just, oh, final end, whatever. This is what you have to look at it like this is just your next step, your next process. And whether you go back with this person or not, it will clear it for the the next person. You see what I mean?
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so that's what this is all about, really.
And we thank you. We're down to 24 seconds, Dina. They're pushing the door. Kelly, we're out there. We know you're there. Thank you for starting the show and letting me get through the water with my little fat feet. And I'm just excited to say we've gone wild. Dina, you rock. Next Thursday, same place. New lighting, less water.
Yes, and tomorrow. I'm with you tomorrow, too.
Ooh, well, tomorrow, those of you who know, we're going to Canada. You know, it also is going to Australia. So those of you who listen to AskOneRadio.com, it's me and Dina discussing not only tarot, but secrets of the psychics. Tune in. You'll love it.